The Justice Department has filed a notice to appeal a federal judge's ruling on the Trump administration's revised travel ban. The order by Judge Derek Watson of Hawaii indefinitely blocks the executive order, leaving uncertainty for thousands of immigrants. Sarah Brunet came to the United States from France when she was just 23. Brunet took up law at Pepperdine University. She was drawn to immigration from her time volunteering while in college. Now, she's an immigrant lawyer in Los Angeles, and as Max Holm reports, she's one of the many attorneys dealing with the aftermath of the administration's travel ban.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
This protest, I have to point out, has really grown in size. Hundreds of people out here peacefully protesting.
These were the sounds of chaos at LAX during the January weekend after President Trump's first travel ban. Protesters took to airports all around the country in defiance of the ban, but they weren't the only ones.
It's kind of interesting because I've never been an activist or anything, so I would usually not show up to protests or big demonstrations.
That's Sarah Brunet, an immigration lawyer in Los Angeles. She had no idea what was going on at LAX until she got an email that lawyers were at the airport. She wondered if her email had been caught up in the fake news frenzy. So after work that Saturday, she decided to see what was going on.
I had no idea that I was going to find pure chaos and that people were waiting for their families and that people were being turned away. It was clear that there was a need, and it was clear that people had to keep on showing up, so that's what I did.
Protesters gathered outside, letting their displeasure with the travel ban known. Inside, an estimated 15 immigration lawyers were hard at work trying to free travelers who were being held. Families waited anxiously to see their loved ones. Volunteer attorneys say at least 25 people were held throughout the weekend.
My practice changed from like a day-to-day visa type of work to first responders type of situation where you're just like taking on an emergency after an emergency.
Brunet created a website called Track the Ban to help people know when it is safe to travel.
I'm hoping that I can start a system where we can be first responders for them and make sure that they're taken care of.
This idea of being a first responder became even more imperative to Brunet because she says Customs and Border Protection officers are not always providing detainees with the right to counsel, which she contends is a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
As of right now, I'm really trying to focus on computing stories of people that would have benefited from the right to counsel. And hopefully I can support Kamala's Harris bill for right to counsel for people that are going through secondary interview or people that are going through expedited removal. They have no ways of contacting us. So it's kind of like they're in this lawless land.
Kamala Harris is a California senator who wants to pass a bill that would guarantee access to legal counsel for people trying to enter the country. Brunet says the chaos from the ban put her and other lawyers in constant crisis mode. In fact, I repeatedly had to reschedule my meeting with her because of emergencies that needed her immediate attention. One of those emergencies was a mother who was being held by the CBP.
The catch here is this woman is a mother, and she was coming to the U.S. as her son was dying. And would she have been detained for a long time? She may not have been able to say goodbye.
In the days since the first chaotic introduction of the travel ban, the Trump administration has had to walk back its executive order. And now the White House has issued a revised travel ban. It removes Iraq from the list, and it lifts the permanent ban of Syrian refugees. It also allows green card holders and permanent residents to travel. Brunet sees flaws in this new order.
There are probably room for improvement in the security measures, but it needed to be done in a human way.
In the time since Trump's new executive order was introduced, a federal judge in Hawaii blocked the travel ban. The legal battle is ongoing, but for now, Trump's travel ban has been put on hold. For Annenberg Media, I'm Max Holm.